Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for a midweek review. And there are a couple of movies that actually are late on. One came out the week before last, and one came out last weekend. And I may do both of them, but for now I'm going to do the one that just came out last week. And these are Netflix movies. And this one is called The Old Ways and is listed as a horror, but more specifically, it's in that possession, exorcism subgenre of movies. There's a couple of people in here I recognize, but you know how I get down. I can't recall the names right now, and you know I'm not going to do any research in preparation for these types of reviews anyway. So, yeah, so what is this one about? Well, we start out with this young girl. She walks into a room in this, like, small village house area, and her mother's on this bed, and there are women around her doing some sort of ritual or something. Turns out it's some sort of ceremony, and spoiler-free, I'm not going to say anything else about that. Some stuff happens there. And then we fast forward, and the little girl is all grown up now. Her name is Christina, and she's a journalist, and she decides to return to her small town to do some kind of cultural story piece, I guess that was the background for why she was there. But she's kidnapped, and she's tied up, and, you know, she's brought to this shack, and this man comes in, he takes the sack off of her head, and she's pleading with the dude, saying, "Hey, you got the wrong person." And, you know, as she's trying to explain, this lady comes in who, you know, I can't describe any more than a witch doctor. I think it's a Bruja, or however you pronounce that, I have no idea, but anyway, some sort of witch doctor. And she looks into her eyes, and she says she has it. But then she walks out. She finds out they believe she's got some kind of demon in her, and they want to help her and get it out. Of course, she doesn't believe any of this stuff. However, she goes along with it in hopes that, you know, they'll let her go once, you know, she pretends that, you know, the demon is gone. And actually, that's where I'm going to stop. I know that's short and sweet, but let's just say that the first ritual they perform reveals some stuff, and then they proceed to try to free her from all the demons and evil that's within her. And what did the pros think? Well, out of 23 professional reviews, they were super impressed with this one and gave it a 96% on the Rotten scale collectively. But the audience, not so much. They came in at a 52%. So it's going to come down to me. What did I think about this one? Well, let's start with the positives. And I will say it wastes no time in getting right to the point, which is always a good thing in my book. I mean, it's already in that sweet spot of 90 minutes, so, you know, you don't have a lot of time to mess around with a whole lot of stuff. They get right to it, and they give us the backstory along the way. And they only give us what we really, really, really need to know, which is good in a way, but more on that later. Not much in the way of special effects. There's a little bit of CGI, but it's mostly all practical. So it's pretty sparse, but what is here, it's done, you know, pretty well from what I could see. And again, it works for this, you know, style of movie. We're in the jungle. It's all grimy and dirty and, you know, so low res. So these kind of practical effects work well here. Now to the story, which it serves its purpose. It does have a bit of a unique twist. There's a change in perspective with our with Christina, and she kind of changes positions and angles. Spoiler free, I don't want to get too much into that, but it was kind of cool to see that switch of perspective, and I don't think I've ever really seen that done before, so that was refreshing to see it done that way. However, the story is where my negatives start. Again, this is pretty bare bones, and I know I said that's good in a way, but it's also bad. You see, we still need enough backstory and character development to actually care about, you know, Christina and, you know, the events that are going on. So if we don't care about our protagonist, I mean, what do we got here? And I don't feel like they gave me enough to really care about her. I mean, I watched the events go down, but I really didn't have that rooting interest that I should have had. Like, you know, I was like, okay, if they get the demon out, okay, yay, cool. But, you know, if they don't get the demon out, I was like, okay, cool. I really didn't care one way or the other. And I think that was due to the lack of her character having any real depth to it. Another thing was the pacing. Now, I'm good with the style that they went for here, at least the style that I think they were going for here. Now, I don't know the technical writing term for it. Maybe I'll look it up after I finish this podcast, because it's bugging me, because I should know it. But it's that style where they crank it up, get you all hyped up, then they bring it down. So there's all these hills and valleys, and they crank it up, and they bring it down, and then they start cranking it up a little bit more, but they don't quite let you get all the way back down before they start cranking it up again. That's the kind of style this movie is in. But the way that they did it here, they did a poor job on the calming down parts, because that's when we should have been getting that extra information to make us more engaged with what was, you know, what was to come next. I mean, they told us stuff, but again, I was just watching stuff happen, and I really didn't care one way or the other. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And I'm going to say yes, by a small margin. I'm going to give this one a 62% on the Rotten scale to stay consistent. It needed a lot more character development for Christina, because she's, you know, the main protagonist. So we really needed more of her to, like, really care about what was going on with her. That way, when they started doing the exorcism parts, it would have had more impact, because we would have cared about what was, you know, happening to her. But I'll give it this. It did have some creepy atmosphere. There's some nice practical effects here. Those ritual exorcism scenes were pretty good, and that's actually the strength of the movie. And since there were several of those in the movie that, you know, cranked up in intensity, that was definitely enough for me to give it a pass. Oh, another thing that actually helped me give this one just a recommendation was that change of perspective I talked about earlier. Again, that was very original. I hadn't seen that done in this type of movie before, so I gave it a couple more points for that. In short, if you want to watch a jungle-type exorcism movie, this one isn't too bad. I mean, you could do a lot worse. So throw this one in your queue. No rush. I suggest you watch this one on one of those random nights where you don't know what you want to watch, but you're in the mood for, like, a horror-type movie. Throw this one on. You're not quite sure what you want to watch. And, you know, just throw it on. This isn't something you need to hurry up and watch right away. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. On all the streaming platforms now, so definitely go check me out. Facebook, Instagram, mostly low-budget movie reviews, the same name. I'm going to post all my posters, links, all that good stuff there. So, yeah, definitely like, share, subscribe, comment, do all that good stuff. Thank you again for the support. I see some, you know, some people are actually listening to this. A few more people are listening than when I started, so I'm greatly appreciative of that. And if you have any suggestions also, yeah, definitely hit me up. Let me know if you want me to watch something and check it out, or you want me to do a review of something, or maybe do a special episode about a particular movie, like I'm doing my series of most disturbing movies, which I have another entry ready for you guys. I just need to lay that down and record it. I got some more theme type shows coming up. I haven't done them in a while, but I have quite a few planned, especially with football season coming up. I'm not going to be able to watch as many movies as I normally do. I'm a big time sports guy, and I have another side project going on that I want to get out that's sports related. I started doing sports when I first started the podcast, and I kind of focused in on movies because I wanted to start there. But I do want to get back into do a sports related something that I'm working on. So I'll let you guys know when that's up and running and I got that going. But anyway, again, I am rambling. Thank you once again for the support. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.